Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
As you live your ascended life right now, this moment, today, because guys, the fear energy that is on our planet, especially what's culminating right now in December, is absolutely not who you are. And we are diving into that. We are talking about our December predictions. We are talking about the energy of December. And, you know, we've got to share, because I think if we don't share, it would be a mistake, Sri. Right before we got on the air, guys, I mean, literally right before we got on the air, Sri and I went outside. You know, living here at Terra Nostra is such a blessing. I mean, it's just such a blessing. And we have groves of very old, big eucalyptus trees. And we were walking out, as we frequently do when we're here, to our Sacred Heart Labyrinth, which is two infinities, which has the big, tall 18-foot pyramid and the big rose quartz. And as we were walking out to walk it to prepare for the show, check this out, guys, a huge, I mean, mega huge, I think it's a great horned owl, flew in front of us, landed on the tree, and locked eyes with us. I really had a hard time even getting in to get on the show. We've got a picture of it. We're going to get that picture posted at Sri and Kira Radio, and that's why we're talking about it right now. Guys, this thing had to be at least 2 feet, maybe larger in height, and powerful, Sri, huh?
Big, beautiful wingspan, and as it flew in without making a sound.
It was literally silent.
It landed on the limb. I felt as though that we had been offered an opportunity to look deeper, opportunity to appreciate more deeply that world we live in.
Oh, in every way. And here's what's so beautiful is once he settled in on this branch, and we're going to post this picture, we'll get it up. You've got to see this owl. Once we settled in on the branch, had we not watched him fly in, the camouflage was extraordinary.
Well, he blends. He knows how to hide in the tree, I'll tell you that.
And doesn't that just, it's just such an important metaphor about what's going on right now, about hiding and about being available.
Hiding and also being in harmony.
Exactly.
You know, the earth is undergoing a process right now, and all the creatures that are tied to the earth are in their own process because what's happening on our planet is a transitional energy. And in that transition, in that releasing of what no longer serves, there is a making way for something new. However, in the releasing side of the equation, it can be unsettling.
It can be very unsettling. And, you know, just want to share with you guys, you can give us a buzz. The lines, I think the lines are already full, but let me give you the number anyway. It is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And remember this, guys, when we hang up with somebody, that's your time to quick dial in, get into the queue, and you get to listen to the show while you're on hold. And remember, you can call us at 888-627-6008, but I do believe the lines are already all full. But you know what? If it's your day to get through, you will get through. So never stop trying. And you can also send us an email to guest, just simply guest at sriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest at sriandkiraradio.com. So let's go back and talk about, you know, what does it really mean? I mean, what does it really mean to ascend into the fifth dimensional energy of the twinning earth and really live a fulfilled life at this moment? Because there is a lot that is trying to distract you, and December energy is intense. Now, Sri and I would be remiss if we didn't just start right off by sharing with you, if you have not yet watched our YouTube video for December, please, please, please do. You can find it in two places. You can go to sriandkira.com and it's right there on the homepage. Just click December Revelations, or you can go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, right there, first video. This video is important. We are at a culminating moment. We are at a moment of intensity, and we're going to talk a lot about how this is affecting you, what you might be experiencing, how you can navigate. And you know what? Even if you catch this show a year from now, this show matters. You're going to want to listen to this show more than once. You're going to want to connect with it in the archives. You're going to want to watch that video at YouTube more than once, and you're going to want to give yourself the gift of knowing that you can be free right now.
One of the things that's important to acknowledge is that the energies of our times, while they may be more intense, more focused than in other times, the lessons are timeless. How we navigate change, how we navigate fear, how we navigate upliftment, these are perennial lessons, perennial skills to cultivate, awarenesses to embody. And so, beloved listeners, do not think that anything is dated. And the reason I say this is that much of what we share is timeless, and much of what we share is timely. And that is the dance, meaning there is a focus. Each and every month, there is an acceleration of some sort. What is emerging? And yet, it's important to remember that you are acquiring skills along the way. Your discernments matter, your practices matter, and your intention to keep growing and keep contributing matter a lot.
Yeah, they do. They matter a lot. I'll underscore that one. That's a double a lot. And you know, guys, let's just recap for a moment November, right? So we know that, and again, if you didn't watch our video in November, go watch that one too, because everything we predicted came forward, 100% of it, as did October and September. And this is because the information that is coming out now that is for the upliftment of those who are choosing to live in the fifth dimension is a beautiful stream of support that you can call to yourself at any time. And November was a way to practice that. You know, we discussed that in November, there was literally a storm that started on the planet. And certainly the politics of the planet helped fuel that storm. And we don't need to spend a lot of time talking about that, but a lot happened in November. And the way we define the storm, S-T-O-R-M, is to see the oneness, reclaim mastery.
See the oneness in the chaos. To see, if you can see the oneness that is permeating the transition, then you are already reclaiming your mastery. And that's really why it's useful to say, oh, okay, this may be a storm, but I'm seeking to be in the center of the cyclone. When people around you are freaking out, it's important that you move into your center point. And there's a couple of ways to do that. And the first thing I want to invite you to do, and you can do this right now, is to bring a hand to your heart.
So let's just practice that.
When you bring a hand to your heart, you're sending a tangible signal to your body and beyond that my heart is what I choose to activate. Have you ever noticed that when there's anxiety in your life, when there's fear in life, your breathing gets more rapid and your stomach gets tight? Whereas when we bring a hand to our heart, we automatically start calming down. And this is why it's such an important habit. It helps center us in our heart chakra. And from that place, we make better decisions.
You know, we really do. And it gives you a tangible energy to work with. And this is something so simple that you can do, especially as the word that I've been using is the goopiness of the fear energy that's here in December tries to take over. And so in November, the blessing of the storm energy was that it gave you an opportunity to recognize that in every storm, there is a calm place, and it's in the center. It doesn't mean you run away from the storm. You know, oftentimes, if you try to outrun the storm is when you wind up in the most trouble, right? Instead, it was about saying, okay, I see the storm. I'm going to walk through it so that I can arrive into the eye, into that center, that calm center. Because from the center, think about it this way, guys. If you draw a circle, right? So imagine a circle in front of you and put a dot in the middle of the circle. If I'm standing in the center of the circle, I can see everything. I just need to keep turning to look. But if I'm standing on the rim of the circle, I have a very very limited view around me. So November was an opportunity to literally lift up into that quiet center, acknowledging, yes, there's a storm. I know it's out there, but I am not going to be hurt by this storm. And that energy has now transitioned into this December energy. And the December energy is very big, very intense, and a little more complex than some of the other months, I would call it.
Well, there's a convergence happening in December. And that convergence not only includes the amplification of fear, it includes the convergence of cultures, of politics, of ascension energies. And so, for example, in December, each and every area on the planet that has a, call it a cultural or political identification, with that identification, for example, if you say, I am Italian, or I am from the United States, with that identification comes with it a quality of identity, and that quality of identity will have its own unique fear. So let that in for a moment.
Take a breath, hand to heart, take a breath.
So as fear escalates, each country will have its own variety of common fear. And so, for example, in the United States, there'll be a lot of concern around money.
Now, the reason we're saying this is that the information we were given was that in December, every single geopolitical affiliation, and whether that's a country or some other organization, will have to face their greatest fear in December, that energy is just going to be there. Because what's happened is that the shift globally has been toward lower chakra energies in the non-ascended state. So when we're dealing with lower chakra energies, when we're dealing with the first, second, and third chakra in the non-ascended state, what it means we're dealing with is safety, sex, and power. And those three energies become all about survival. And they only can thrive on fear, right? Safety is all about lack of safety. It's basically saying that I'm terrified. Do I have a job? Do I have a home? Do I have enough money? And this is a primary safety first chakra issue. And a great way to control people is to keep them in that fear. And this is the third dimensional experience that will be really kind of pumped at you from the powers that want to keep you stuck in non-ascended states. You're gonna feel this energy pulsing in ways it has not pulsed before. And if you connect with this energy, you're going to feel unstable. Now, I think, Sri, we should talk about one of the things we talked about in our video, and that's about Mother Gaia and grounding cords during meditation.
True. You know, there's just a lot going on, and we're going to cover a lot of information over the next hour. So please stay with us. You might want to jot a note or two, and if you have
Absolutely.
A question, you shoot an email or pick up the phone and see if you can get through. Because we would love to chat with you. The thing about Gaia is all of us are bathing in this ascension energy, and that includes our planet. Now, when we lift, we have to discard that which cannot lift with us. You know, when we are healing, we release old energies, and Gaia is releasing. Each and every being on this planet, to some extent, has given energy to the planet, has given that which we don't want to the planet, has sought reassurance from the planet. I'm scared. I want to feel grounded. I'm wobbly. I need reassurance. You know, how to take off your shoes and walk on the earth and have that reassurance energy. And so we're all familiar with what that can do for us. However, what is it doing to the earth when we are offering our fear or our insecurity into the planet?
And think about that, because Gaia in December is the word we're using is bubbling, because the energy of the planet in December is very much about a bubbling. And, you know, I always giggle that when something boils, right? How do you know something's boiling? Well, it bubbles. And when the bubbles come up, it releases air, and it is a release, and it takes a new form. When you boil something, a new form is born. And so Gaia is in the middle of becoming a new form. Everything Everything is literally going through a metamorphosis, including our beloved Gaia. And in January, we're going to start talking a lot more about what's coming in 2017. But the key is in December to be aware that everything that's going to come in 2017, and it's going to come quickly, it's going to be intense, and it can be a wild, wonderful ride, or it can be a scary, freakish kind of ride. But the reality is that it's here. There is no more, it's coming, or this is our future. It's here. So the question is, how do we deal with it? And that's what this show is about. It's about you are the co-creative master, and you can actually flourish incredibly well once you anchor into that fifth dimensional space.
Now, a big piece of anchoring into fifth dimensional space is to actually embody a time-honored incentive, which is to come to the heart. And I want to offer a little perspective on that. Kira talked a moment ago about the lower three chakras, which are often stimulated around safety, sex, and power. And then we move into love at the fourth chakra.
And that's in that order, by the way. First chakra, safety. Second chakra, sex. Third chakra, power.
And when we're able to, for the most part, be anchored in our hearts versus anchored in the uncertainty of imbalance. The imbalance as far as where do I belong, am I safe, that's a first chakra issue. The imbalance around can I create, can I be intimate, that's a second chakra issue. The fear that I won't be able to command my world, you know, the power and dominion stuff, that's a third chakra issue. When those issues are not disturbing us much, doesn't mean you're completely immune, but for the most part, you're pretty settled, then it's fairly easy to anchor into your heart. Now, the key with anchoring into the heart energy is you have moved into a place of acceptance. What people sometimes don't understand at first is the heart chakra is about peace. It's a peaceful acceptance. It's the energy of live and let live. It's the energy of I can hold presence while you or you or you work through what you're working through.
And in order to ground the heart as a peace-filled center, we are able to do this effortlessly once we allow the first, second, and third traditional chakras to stabilize into the ascended state. And we're going to actually tell you how you can do this in the second half of the show. Because where this is coming to is that Gaia is bubbling. Gaia is metamorphosizing, as are you. And so if you, during meditation or for whatever other reason, if you are sending a grounding cord into the earth right now, that is an extremely destabilizing thing to do. Now, this has been true, guys, for a while now. This has been true for about 13 years. However, it's even more true now and more critical now than it has ever been.
When you send an energy cord into the earth that you may call a grounding cord, and you release what you don't need into that, or you're seeking stability, what you're doing is two things. One of them is that you're giving Mother Earth that which you can't or not handling successfully, and you're saying, please take this. And so you're dumping your responsibility to her. The other thing is you're opening up a two-way street. The turbulence and the transitional energies of Gaia can now flow into you. So consider that it's a two-way communication. You're trying to offload something, but she's trying to transmute something as well.
And think about it. You know, this is what's so beautiful, and it really is so beautiful. So in the month of December, you are being gifted with the opportunity to become responsible. Now, check this out, guys. Hear us out. Responsible to recycle your energy. Now think about that. We recycle everything else, but yet every time you have an encounter that feels uncomfortable, every time you do something that leaves that stomach feeling a little nasty or the adrenaline flowing, or you ever walk into a room and you're like, whoa, who was in here before me? That is irresponsibly sloughed off energy. And where do you think that energy goes? It's food for the planetary thought body that is containing all of this fear and domination and war and hatred energy. So when we, as awakened beings, arise and say, I am responsible for this energy. I will not burden my beloved mother Gaia with anything else. As a matter of fact, I will walk with her, not on her. And when I release my energy, I will safely recycle it so that it's not free floating to contribute to the negativity. Is that a cool thing or what? And in the second half of the show, we're going to tell you how you can do that, because Gaia's bubbling. There is an intensity, a goopy intensity that's trying to attack your joy and all of its illusion. And it's actually an amazing month to flourish. And I think before we go any further, Sri, maybe we should invite some of these amazing callers into the show to join us.
Absolutely. We want to say hi to some folks. So I'll tell you what, let's start at line one and we'll say hi to Kara from Ohio.
First time caller. Namaste.
Hi, namaste.
I'm welcome so to the show.
To be chatting with you. Thank you so much. This is my first time.
Cool. How can we help you?
So I was just wondering if I could have a mini soul reading. I have been trying to ascend for a while now, and I feel like I'm getting there. And then I have to go out into the real world. I have to go to work and deal with fearful women. And sometimes I can deal with it and kind of block it out. But sometimes I'm trying to get here and I feel like I can get up, but I have a hard time dealing with other people's energies.
Well, I see it, my love. First and foremost, I just love that you got through and that you're our first caller. I mean, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, we're excited for you too. I mean, feel that. And part of the reason I'm sharing that with you is because you are at a very important moment in your life right now. Now, a couple of things that all of your guides are saying the same thing. They're giggling that you were the first caller because this is all about the first chakra. And they're saying that for you, it's very important right now, especially before you go to work or get into any other situation where you know you're going to be interacting with those that are unable to hold the frequency that you carry. And they're saying, make sure you always give yourself, be hydrated. So make sure you drink plenty of water even before you arrive. Number two, they're saying that it's very important for you, what Sri already talked about, hand on heart. A lot, just hand on heart, hand on heart. The minute you start feeling anything, hand on heart, hand on heart. The other thing they're saying is star practice. Now, I don't know if you're aware of what that is. It was in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, but above the third eye, you know where the third eye is, the sixth chakra between the eyebrows? So put your finger there, right? Okay, put a finger there right on your third eye. Okay, now go up about an inch and a half, go toward the hairline about an inch and a half from there, and there is another spot. It's a higher spot, and it's called star consciousness. This is the point of direct connection to the greater wisdom you have. And they're saying this is the reason that you got through today, because this needs to be activated along with everything else. Just start calling your attention there and breathe as you bring a hand to your heart and allow yourself to receive the wisdom that is pulsing through you. You're on a 3-month cycle right now. So for you, it's going to be very much about December, January, February. And they're saying by the end of February, there will be a great release around you that will ignite the next phase and everything will just kind of feel smoother. So use the practices. It's why you got through. You have a great group of guides around you and you have an awesome 2017 in front of you as well. So I'm so glad to meet you, Kara. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Angel. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. You know, each and every one of us is walking with help. And sometimes we forget that we have helpers all around.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's important to relax, to breathe, to meditate, and to say thank you. And the guidance gets ever clearer, ever more knowable.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to head to line two and say hi to Crystal from D.C.
First time caller. Namaste.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on the show. I'm calling too also to experience a mini soul reading similar to Carl that just spoke. She and I are going through a similar situation, you know, dealing with the outside world, and you know, I live literally on the same grid line as the monument and the Capitol and all that, and I've been going through a very rapid spiritual awakening since the beginning of the year, and now I'm just looking how I can be more disciplined in my practice. I'm 23, so I already know that, you know, I just have to be patient with myself and my progress. I just really want to know how to be more disciplined.
Yeah. Well, Crystal, first and foremost, wow. I just want you to feel me loving you and hugging you right now. You are a powerhouse light worker, and you have what it takes to be where you are, and that is exactly why you are there now. And you're waking up in the perfect timing, because you're like, they show me you, and just, if it's safe to close your eyes right now, notice the energy in your crown chakra, because literally as I'm talking to you, it's like a thousand little fairy hands are tickling the top of my head. Your crown chakra is being invited to just tickle and have fun and smile. And as I gaze at you, you have this huge pillar of crystalline light just pouring through you, and it's coming right in through your crown, going through your body, going right back up again. And you are like this beacon of light saying, do not even think about messing with me. And the good news is that you are, you're in the middle of, they're calling it a vast awakening that will assist many as it assists you. And they're saying that it's important for you to be using the mantra of self-ascension over and over and over again. And it's four lines, Crystal. It's, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And just say it over and over and over again. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And this will anchor the connection, because you have a vast connection that you're just starting to explore. I mean, your connection goes many, many, many dimensions deep. And so I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And I also, I've got Archangel Zadkiel tapping me on the shoulder saying, go to our website, shreeandkira.com. Right there on the homepage at the top, click on Mantra of Self-Ascension and watch the video. Listen to the music, because the video is a cosmic light going through fields and oceans of crystalline light. And this will help you very, very quickly ignite. Last thing I want to share with you is, stay strong in what you know is true, and do not let those around you make you feel less than that. Your intuition is strong, it's correct, and it's being refined. So it's absolutely not an accident you got through today. And I am so happy to meet you. Thank you, Crystal.
Likewise. Thank you so much. Thank you all
Namaste.
So much.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, it's truly a delight to share in the energy of these first-time callers. And guess what? There are more.
There are so many more. Let's sneak one more in right now.
We're going to do one more right now. We're going to head to line four, and we'll say hi to Sonia from Georgia.
First-time caller. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted to, heart expansion major right now, fear major, solar plexus clearing. Everything you guys have been talking about, I've been listening to your YouTube. I'm dealing with a situation with my twin brother who's going through court issues with his son, and I'm just wondering if you're seeing anything. I've been trying to meditate and get clear. I fall asleep during my meditations. It's been happening a lot. And I'm just wondering if this thing that I'm rallying for is, if he's meant to be with me or not. And because I am dealing with my own awakening, ascension, and my own light work and my own work, you know, that I know is going to be helping a lot of people. So I'm on my way, but just wanted to see if you have any information.
Oh, you know, Sonia, again, I know I might sound like a broken record. Boy, no accident you got through today. And I just am, my heart is so big around you. So a few things that these beautiful beings around you want you to hear. The first is they say, we hear you and your prayers have been answered. Relax and trust the flow of that which is going before you now. Now, the other thing they're saying is that it is very much your time, and that the greatest gift you can give right now is to stay focused on you. Stay focused on your growth. Stay focused on what you're manifesting, and that as you do, the trust you have in the universe will expand, and you'll be able, it's like you need to work less hard and allow more to unfold around you. And the third thing they're saying is you're falling asleep during your meditations because they're taking you into the 11th dimension for a diamond attunement that will sharpen your connection and heighten your ability to navigate energy. They want you to go, your feet, they're just showing me all these things around your feet. You want to make sure that you're, every night before you go to bed, I would suggest, they're telling me lavender oil and or rose oil, rub it into the middle of the foot and say, thank you feet for taking me through this day, thank you for my journey today, and then release. That you're starting to you're not igniting it. You're just collecting energy that you want to get rid of before it congests, and you're on your way. And so I'm so grateful you got through today. It's such a blessing to meet you, Sonia. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. Wow. You know, talk about living an ascended life. I love that, you know, here we are at the beginning of December. There's so much going on. There is so much happening between the third and the fifth dimension. We're culminating the second year of the ascension escalator. There's practices that need to be done. There's absolute things that we can all do as the spiritual warriors we are to move forward.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a moment here to move into a short commercial break. It's a good opportunity for everyone to breathe, to relax, to listen, to get a cup of tea or whatever you enjoy. And we're going to be right back after this message. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
To be with you. And today we are exploring, what does it really mean to ascend into fifth dimensional energy? What's going on in December? And how do we move forward? You know, the times we are in are rapidly creating, generating, supporting more and more polarity. And polarity is the dance of being on Earth. Everything is duality. Everything is polarized. However, the degree of energy that animates the polarity is what's different. Now, there's a real gift in the polarity. When you start looking at fundamental changes in the social world, in the outer world, what you're seeing is a reflection of the energies, of the energetics that are at work. And when they start amplifying, it's an opportunity to wake up. Oftentimes, we grow accustomed to the status quo, and we don't realize what's really going on. You know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, that each country, each region will start having to confront its collective fear. And one of the things that'll be is going on in Europe is about belongingness. And what I mean is, with what group do I belong and who belongs with me?
And this is, again, first chakra.
It's about
this
first chakra.
This is all first chakra, guys.
And certainly you see a little bit of that with the whole migrant crisis, and are we willing to let more people in? But you're going to see more of that as countries start making their move to disassociate from the European Union and become more nationalistic in their own identity. And so these are just the transitional experiences of the outer world. What really matters, what the opportunity before you is to recognize who you belong with is you. Your soul, your connection with the divine is the ultimate family. It is the ultimate source of energy. And through that opening, we begin to recognize soul family, recognize those we're meant to collaborate with, and that extends beyond the density brain's ideas.
You know, it really does. And, you know, it's important, guys, that you literally give, you know, it's like working a muscle, right? It's a workout. Your ascended presence, your ascended energy gets worked out with every breath, doesn't it? With every breath, we either hurt or heal. And so may every breath be a healing breath. May every breath ignite the blessing that you are. And it's simple enough. We talked about this in the earlier part of the show. Hand to heart, take a breath. I am whole. There is so much you can do to navigate. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in December, because in December, we talked earlier about this planetary thought body and about how this energy, especially the free-floating energy of fear and this first chakra kind of overlay, let's put it that way, that's really being supported by the quote powers that be. By keeping people afraid, it's very simple to become dominant, right? Safety, sex, and power. So you make them afraid, then you give them a reason to think that they're no longer that they're safe because of you. Then you distract them, right? Sex is a great distraction, or marketing or things of that nature. That's that distraction energy in the second chakra. And then the third is all about power. It's not about empowerment. In the non-ascended energy, it's about power. So once you know that, and you do, because if you're listening to this show, you're amazing. You're awake. You're a warrior of light. You are already well on your journey. And that's why you're here right now. So part of what you've done is said, I'm going to give myself the blessing of connecting with people that I know support the truth of who I am, of being with like-minded people that help me know that I'm not crazy, right? That give me the opportunity to flourish. And that's also why Sri and I, and we just got to stress, because we are almost now at our final capacity. Get with us in January for the telejourney that we are doing. This information has not been taught since the end days of Atlantis. This is very powerful information. It is a mystical ancient science. It is the secrets of the ascended Rudrashka sacred science and the mastery of the seven rays of crystalline light.
You know, the planet and the convergence that's upon us has a gift. One of the gifts is it helps awaken your consciousness. The ascension energy is lifting your discernment. It is the time to bring in the information that would not have been understood at an earlier stage in your journey.
Exactly. And this is going to include an ascension initiation and sacred activator sequence that is extremely important, because this ascension initiation is upon us. And remember, it's going to keep escalating until 2022. So the more that you are able to just relax, remember, you're being invited to live beyond the boundaries of what people call normal, right? You know this. So the gift that you get with this expanded expression of self is this relaxation into your ascension, this relaxation into your spiritual growth. And this is why we are offering this program right away. It starts the end of January. It's really affordable. It's done in the comfort of your own home. You join us on some live telecalls. You'll get the recordings. You'll get the workbooks. But get into this program. Go to SriAndKira.com. We had sold out. We opened up a much larger bridge line, and that one is now almost full. So get into this class, guys.
You'll be just, happy you did.
Yeah, and get your friends. I mean, just give yourself this blessing.
And remember, there's a couple of things that are universal for all of us. One is breaking through the limited thinking that came from the historical perspectives of the previous energies.
Yes.
And that's why we're offering this class. It's time for some ascended understandings that will support your journey as we continue on the ascension escalator.
Because guess what? It's meant to be fun. It's not meant to be hard. It's not meant to be hard, angels.
And so activating your wisdom, activating your recognitions is a big piece of what will comfort you and guide you. The other piece are practices to sustain your energy in times of turbulence.
So, you know, let's talk about that, because we mentioned earlier about grounding cords, right? That for millennia and up until the year 2000, just right after that, we were all taught, you know, when you sit down to meditate, send a cord down into the earth, you know, release into the earth. Cool, but not anymore. Not right, especially right now in December. And so a way that you can comfortably recycle your energy is with a practice that we simply, well, we don't call it, the Archangelic Realm named it the Container Practice. Now, we talk about this in our video at YouTube, but here's the key. It's free and it's completely explained at our website. So just go to SriAndKira.com. On the homepage, click on the practices tab. And when you do, it will open up a drop-down list and you will see the container practice. Just click on that. It will show you the world container. It has all the information. It has photos. It's everything you need to be able to really use this practice. And it will make a difference.
It absolutely will activate within you greater capacity to command the light. It will cleanse your auric field, thus creating a cocoon of safety and availability.
Because December is all about, if you're either going to be in fear or flourish, right? Because the energy of December, the powers that be, are really getting a lot of food in the fear bank. And so you are not that. It is not the truth of you. And bless those that need that experience. Remember, every being is getting the experience they need. Take care of your energy. Be the light that you are meant to be. December is the time to shine. And so, beloved ones, really let your light shine.
Now we're going to head to the phone lines and connect with the shining light of some more callers.
Absolutely.
We're heading to line 3, and we'll say hi to Brandon from California.
Hey, Brandon. Namaste.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm actually from Colorado.
Oh, well, my apologies.
No worries.
Here now?
So it was really interesting that Cherie was talking about hiding earlier, because I've been hiding in my house for the last few weeks because of what I'm going through. My local news media has trashed me all over, and so I don't know. I'm having my friends and family turn against me, and I don't know. I'm just going through a lot right now. I was just wondering if I could get some guidance.
Oh, Brandon, Angel, first and foremost, thank you for picking up the phone. And thank you for allowing yourself to not give up. My heart, I just have tears in my eyes around you. The brightest light attracts the world. You know, I so stand what it feels like. And here's the gift. Your guides want you to hear that the greatest gift you can give yourself is the recognition that you are moving forward, and that you do not need to move forward with words, forward with your purpose. They're saying that if it's important for you to be around you right now, is to learn to be. Nothing that's happened was wrong. Nothing that happened was a mistake. It was part of a very valuable lesson of beingness. You are being prepared for an even greater role. And I do see you spreading your wings, so to speak. I see you in a broader energy. And they're saying that it's going to be a few more weeks of balance, that things are going to be still things are rebalancing right now. And this is going to last through the end of the year. But this is part of that December energy. And for you to do everything you can, I would use the mantra of self-ascension. It will really work. And it's easy. Just say it all the time. I am here. I am ready. I'm open. Guide me. And just keep surrendering to spirit, and don't be afraid. This resolution for you is right after the new year, and December is about the final balance to bring forward your greater capacities. I'm really glad you got in, Brandon. It is no accident that you got through today, Angel. And just know that our love and our support is wrapped tightly around you. You are not alone.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you too, sweetheart. Many blessings.
Each and every one of us has an environment around us that is calling us to be our best.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it feels oppressive. Sometimes it feels supportive. But in all times, it's an opportunity to bring your hand to your heart, to breathe deeply, and to do your best, to let that come forward.
Absolutely. We have so many beautiful people on hold. Let's just say another beautiful
time. We're going to head to line five and say hi to Jerry.
Namaste.
Hi. I would love to receive a mini soul reading.
Well, we would love to offer you one. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Star. You know, if you're able to do this right now, I don't know if you can with the but they're literally showing me both of your hands on your heart. So put both on your heart, and as you put both of your hands on your heart, close your eyes, and it's Archangel Gabriel, and Gabriel is saying that everything in your life right now is about getting here. And so breathe, allow yourself to get and breathe again, so receive the authority of your own intuitive. They're saying that you are red line, and that the only reason that you might feel you're not, because your true communication is not being heard because of your own ability to mask that clarity. And they're here. They're here. So I want you to just take a breath and just feel that. Because in your case, it's just about saying yes to all of the support and guidance that's there. So many blessings, my angel. I hope you can hear us. We're told our signals break. Just please take a breath and breathe. Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. No, thank you, Angel. Many blessings.
Much love to you. And for all of our callers, we're going to actually disconnect for about 30 seconds.
You guys stay on the line.
And reconnect, and hopefully that will improve the line quality. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
So we're hoping that this line quality is a little bit better. You never know when working with the internet, but we're doing the best we can.
And it sounds like it is, so we are happy. So, you know, Sri, we have still packed lines, so many people. And so let's go ahead and move on. Let's try to squeeze another caller in.
Okay, well, we're heading to line one, and welcome Elizabeth from Tennessee.
Hey, Elizabeth, namaste.
Namaste. Oh, my goodness. It's so good to hear your voices. Oh,
thank
you. I just have to tell you thank you. I have taken so many of your classes. I've been to New Mexico. I've been to Guatemala. And the tools have been invaluable. The last time I spoke to you guys on the radio show was 2 years ago, and my father had just passed away. And following that has been a 2-year intensive with family of origin, and literally using all the tools I have learned from you guys to move through some pretty intense life lessons. And I think I have navigated it well. It has at times been spiritually and physically painful. But I think I'm on the other side. And I think I have gotten most of the gifts, most of the jewels from the lessons. But I'm just checking in to see if there's anything I've missed, anything I need to know.
Well, first and foremost, I love you so much. You are so amazing. And your light is actually radiating right now at a very ascended frequency. So I really enjoy that you got through today. The only message that's coming through for you right now is that you are now ready to contribute, that you're at a time where the, you know, when we really say yes to our mastery, all of us get to a moment where we need to go kind of prove it to ourselves, you know, where we've got to do that. And they're saying that that time has culminated and now the time of the contribution has begun. And that the planet is ready for you as you are now ready for the planet. And so there is absolutely no accident that you got through as we're talking about living in the fifth dimension, because you've created that prayer. So all they're saying is you to walk forward and trust guidance, and it's your tribute. And so it is, my angel. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Love you guys both. Thank you so much.
And we love you. Many blessings. Amazing to me how quick the show goes every week.
Absolutely. And we give you energy, information, and the contributions from callers. Just remember, each and every one of you is a surrogate. Each and every one of you is representing awakened humanity. So trust that your life is important.
And this month especially, but it's certainly work. And yeah, but in month in particular. If you find yourself afraid, if you find yourself in a negative situation, you're having a hard time pulling out, then know that in that moment, first, second, and third chakra have gone into a non-ascended state. How can you pull out quickly? Use the container practice. Use the container practice. Use the container practice. Use the mantra self-ascension. I'm here. I'm ready. I am open. Guide me. And into your heart all. And take a breath, because with every breath, we hurt or heal, and you are healing. Healing the planet. The third dimension and the fifth dimension are getting clearer. They're great. There is center coming in 2017. And there you are with us today on the show where we announce our 10 predictions for the first one on the air. It is a powerful year ahead. It is a powerful month of gifting yourself with energy that allows you to be free and flourish. You deserve it.
And remember that you're not in the same place where you were before. And when we come back to some practices or teachings that we've grown and look at them from more perspective, their richness will flow into you. It's time to be with yourself, to have mercy on yourself and others, and the surgeness that's coming into your growing. We are all evolving, and the growth evolution need the nourishment of self-love in order to love others.
We call that self-ascension. The experience of yourself and your ascended presence, while you still have the blessing of being informed. You can have it all and navigate not to find it on. Get in our class in January. Put a share. Use the practice at share.com. Give yourself gifts and those that support you and give yourself for you.
To be ready. Your face. And until we have been with you live next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.